You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. 12 minutes after 8, Central African time, a beautiful night indeed. It is. How everyone says, Mulana Arafat, you love saying, it is. Yes, it is the night of Jumu'ah. Well, beautiful, not so cold. My beloved colleague, Ampleton says, Mulana, it's not that cold this evening. No, it's not. It's a beautiful evening. And of course, it's a beautiful night. And of course, it's the night of Jumu'ah. Yes, my beloved, honorable, beloved, beautiful, warm-hearted listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and there are listeners as well who are listening from Radio Al Ansar, and there are listeners as well who are listening from Sirius FM. Hope everyone is in a good mood. Hope you well. Hope you're feeling good. Hope it's a beautiful night for you. Juma Mubarak to one and all. Juma Mubarak to my engineer. Juma Mubarak to the entire Ummah of Nabiya Kareem Rahimun Habibun Muhammad Mustafa Janab Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Juma Mubarak to my beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem, Tamad Barakatuhum. The 11th of July 2019, corresponding to the 9th of Dhul-Qa'dah 1440. You know, whenever I say Dhul-Qa'dah, then you must know, my beloved, beautiful listeners, that the days of Hajj is just around the corner. Many hujjaj, many hajis has left already. They have left already to the holy blessed land of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and I wonder where you are this evening. My engineer this evening, none other than Brother Lokolo. Where are you, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Come on, send me a message. Send me a text on 084-786-3132. You can also send a normal SMS message on 084-786-3132 to the international overseas countries, +27 84 786 3132. So 084-786-3132. 15 minutes after 8. Yes. When you come on the night of Jumu'ah, then you just need to think of one thing, which is our program, The Discussion. Every Thursday night, where you tune in and you listen to The Discussion with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and my beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem, Tamad Barakat, to whom, all the way from Ladysmith, and of course, my other panelist. I do have Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim, but not this evening. I do have Brother Maulana Sabri Davids, not this evening. I do have Brother Brian Blam as well, not this evening. Many, of course, other ulama. Different ulama, different panels. Yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there. But first, before we begin this beautiful evening, I want to know where you are. What are you busy doing right now? Send me a message. I've got here Sister Nazreen Gogawala. Mulana, I'm listening to the program. This is Sister Nazreen Gogawala. Okay, Sister Farina from Verlam. I don't know where is she. Sister Shamima. Shamim Ma from Durban. She says, Mulana, give my dua to all the listeners of Al Ansar and Markaz Sahaba. This one says, Mulana, give Maulana Salim my salams. This is Sister Arifa from Binoni. This one says, Mulana, listening to you right now. Juma Mubarak to you and to the family. Mulana Salim and all the listeners. This is Sister Farida from Maputo. I see our beloved, very good friend, Brother Ahmed from Boyson. He says, Mulana, I wait for the Thursday evening because it's you doing the program. No, man, you shouldn't say that, Brother Ahmed. He says, Mulana, I wait for the Thursday night program because you are doing the program, and that is The Discussion. Mulana, what's on the menu this evening? What's on the market? Well, Brother Ahmed, this evening we're going to be talking on the 50 shades of love. 50 tips of marriage. 50 shades of love. Sometimes it's good to ask yourself this question, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there. How many times can you fall in love? I don't know. If somebody is tuning and listening to me, maybe you can you could just quickly send me a message. This one says, Molana, at my work, our girls was reading the Bible in Zulu. I asked her if she want a Zulu Quran. And she said, yes. Must I get one for her? Because you must have wudu. Sister Rukeya Bax Eshevel, you can get for yes. Please, you can get her one. Definitely, you can get her a Quran. And if it's totally in English, of course, then. But it's you can advise them. It's better to have it's better to have wudu, because it's the kalam of Allah. It's the book of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. No matter what language it could be in, whether it's English, Arabic, Afrikaans, Zulu, you know, Mauritius, Spanish, Portuguese, whatever. It's good to have always wudu, because why? You are showing respect the book of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. My beloved, beautiful listeners out there. Okay. How is everyone doing this beautiful, mashallah, evening? Molana Juma Mubarak, you all from Asma Khan. From Asma Khan and family Chipata, Zambia. Where is Sister Mariam? Sister Mariam Ismail from Lusaka, Zambia. Where is Haji Abdul Rahim Munchi from Lusaka, Zambia? Where is Ummi? Where is Ummi Sumeya from Zambia? Yes. From Zambia. But I want to begin this beautiful mashallah evening. I want to wish everyone a beautiful night. It's a beautiful Jumu'ah night. And let's begin inshallah this evening with a very short and sweet durood taught to us by our beloved Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa Janab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marra لم يموت حتى يرى مقعد من الجنة. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من صلى علي في يوم ألف مرة لم يموت حتى يرى مقعده من الجنة. I'm going to say it again one more time, my beloved beautiful listeners. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من صلى علي في يوم ألف مرة لم يموت حتى يرى مقعده من الجنة. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the one who conveys durood onto me 1,000 times daily. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yes or no? Right? 1,000 times durood. Simple. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 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 Look at it. Simple. Simple. 1,000 times daily. He will not pass away until he sees his place in Jannat. Who is saying this? Rahmatul lil alameen. Who is saying this? Our beloved Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa Janab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to repeat it again and listen to it attentively. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marra lam yamut hatta yara maq'adahu min al-jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, The one who conveys durood unto me 1,000 times daily. Now, when we say daily, we mean Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Number one. Number two, when we mean daily, we know now you must say 1,000 times on Monday, then you skip Tuesday and Wednesday, then you come back Thursday, then you skip Friday, etc. You come back. No. Daily. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, daily, 1,000 times from the beginning of the month till the end of the month, from January till December, from Sunday to Sunday. My beloved, beautiful listeners out there, from Muharram to Dhul Hijjah, isn't it? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he or she will not pass away until he sees his place in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Abu al-Hasan al-Baghdadi al-Darami, he saw Abdullah bin Hamid. He saw him what? He saw Abdullah bin Hamid a number of times after his demise. Meaning, after he passed away. He asked him, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you? Hazrat Abdullah subhanallah bin Hamid, he replied. And he says, Allah forgave me and Allah had mercy upon me. Allah forgave me and Allah had mercy upon me. He then asked him, what action should he do to enter Jannat? Hazrat Abdullah bin Hamid replied and said, recite 1,000 raka'ats. In every raka'at, recite Surah Ikhlas 1,000 times. Darimi remarked and he says, I do not have the strength to do so. Hazrat Abdullah bin Hamid, he then said, recite durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times every night. Darimi then states that thereafter he used to recite 1,000 duroods every night. Come on, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there. Whoever is tuning in right now, come on. Three times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody. Sister Asma Khan and family in Chipata, Zambia. Maryam Ismail from Lusaka. Come on. Come on, my beloved, beautiful listeners. Sister Sakina from Radio Al Ansar. Come on. Sister Zinat, Sister Nazreen Gogawala. Come on. Sister Zinat and Brother Ghulam Bai from Durban. Come, my beloved, beautiful listeners. Everyone out there. Sister Farina from Verlam. Brother Ahmed from Boysons. Sister Shamim. Ma from Durban. Come, everyone. Sister Farida from Maputo. Sister Arifa from Benoni. Sister Rukeya Bucks, who's listening to the program as well, all the way from Durban. Everybody, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three times. Sister Zainab from Shellcross. Mulana waiting eagerly for the program while snacking on pizzas. Mulana Salim Karim is on my top 10 list of ulama. May Allah grant him long life with afia. This is Sister Zainab from Shellcross. I will read that message to Mulana Salim Karim. Definitely, indeed, indeed. Yes. Brother Lokolu, inshallah, we can get hold of our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. This one says, Mulana, listening to the discussion. Brother Musa! Brother Musa, how are you? Jumma Mubarak to you, my beloved brother Habibi. Come, my beloved beautiful listeners. This one says, Nazreen Gogawala. So I'm going to ask every listener, inshallah, before we cross over to my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, everyone, three times. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I see somebody asked me just to repeat that hadith. Let me repeat the hadith quickly before we cross over to Malana Salim Karima, our beloved Ustad. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marra, lam yamut hatta yara maqa'adahu min al-jannah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, The one who conveys durood onto me 1,000 times daily, I told you Monday to Sunday, Sunday to Sunday, from the beginning of the month to the beginning of the, to the end of the month, January to December, Muharram, from Muharram till the month of Dhul-Hijjah, isn't it? Daily, Nabi Salaam says 1,000 times daily, he or she will not pass away until he sees his place in Jannat. My beloved, beautiful listeners out there. Let's go to my Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim, Damat Barakatuhum. And I asked the listeners this question just before I started the program. Can a person, or should I say, how many times can a person fall in love? It's a very good question. Somebody says, Mawlana, I don't ever believe in the word love. Somebody says here, Mawlana from Klagsdorp, love does not exist. Love does not exist. I don't know about that. Somebody says, yeah, Mulana, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved all his wives. Yes, he loved all his wives. Ustad will guide us on that. How many times can you fall in love? Can you fall in love once in your entire life, your journey in this dunya? How many times can you fall in love? Can you fall in love two times, three times? I know Quran says, Masna wa thulatha wa ruba'. If you have the ability, you know, and if you want to make nikah, you know, then if you have the ability, then of course, take a second wife, take a third wife, take a fourth wife. The question is, how many times can you fall in love? You know, somebody says, yeah, Ustad, before I cross over to you, Salam, that's his sister Zainab from Shellcross, waiting eagerly for the program while snacking on pizzas. Mawlana Salim Karim is on my top 10 list of ulama. May Allah Ta'ala grant him long life with afia. Ustad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You got me on high alert now because you're asking such difficult questions.
No, Ustad, no, why?
Allahu Akbar.
It's a good question, Ustad, to all the listeners. I don't know, Ustad, maybe to you and I as well. I don't know. You know, and I know everyone is giving their own different input. Somebody says, Mawlana, no matter what, first love never dies. Tell Mawlana Salim Karim. This is from Ladies What? Says, tell Mawlana Salim Karim.
Subhanallah. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل على محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة
سبحان الله
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد السابق للخلق نوره والرحمة للعالمين ظهوره عدد من مضى من خلقك ومن بقي ومن سعد منهم ومن شقي صلاة تستغرق العد وتحيط الحد صلاة لا غاية لها ولا انتهاء ولا أمد لها ولا انقضاء صلواتك التي صليت عليه صلاة دائمة بدوامك وعلى آله وصحبه كذلك والحمد لله على ذلك وقال تعالى في مقام آخر ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا كلها متاع وخير متاع الدنيا المرأة الصالحة صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, and our esteemed Hazrat Mawlana Arafat Sahib and the team.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
First and foremost is a dua to Allah. Talk about love. Ki Allahumma alif bayna kulubina wa aslih zaata baynina. Allahumma alif bayna kulubina. Oh Allah, create love between us, all of us. So love is a ni'mat from Allah Rabbul Alameen. Un li muhibban, O Allah, let me love you, and O Allah, love me. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. When we make dua on the day of nikah, Mawlana, what dua we make? Ki Allahumma alif baynahuma kama alafta bayna Adama wa Hawa alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Ki Allah, create love between this new couple as you created love between Hadrat Adam alayhi salam and Hadrat Hawa. Allahumma alif baynahuma kama alafta bayna Ibrahima wa Sara wa Hajara. Allah, create love between these two new couples as you created love between Hadrat Ibrahim, Sarah and Hajar. Allahumma alif baynahuma kama alafta bayna Musa wa Safura alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Oh Allah, create love between this new couple as you created love between Hadrat Musa and Hadrat Safura.
Subhanallah.
Allahumma alif baynahuma kama alafta bayna Sayyidina Aliin wa Fatimata Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Oh Allah, create love and muhabbat between this new couple as you created love between Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Allahumma alif baynahuma kama alafta bayna Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa jameel ummahatil mu'minat. O Allah, create love between this new couple as you created love between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all his wives. Allahu Akbar. And dua to Allah, Allahumma kun li muhibban. Ay Allah, mujhe apna bana do. As somebody said, you stole my heart, now keep it. You stole my heart, keep it. So give this heart to Allah. There's only two things that are going to bring peace in your life. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.
Haq.
Yaad me teri sab ko bhula dun, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Yaad me teri sab ko bhula dun, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Tujh par sab ghar bar luta dun, khanae dil abad rahe. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga dun, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. Sab ko nazar se apni gira dun, tujh se faqad faryaad rahe. Ab to rahe basta de mein aakhir wird e zuba meri la la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah. Love your wife, love your children, love your dunya, love Allah the most. Because what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamat, Mulana? I'm setting the scene up for us for our discussion. Who don't we love in this world? Now we love our parents. We love our wives. We love our children, grandchildren. We love our families. But what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah? You and I are going to cry now. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On the day of Qiyamah, when we're going to be standing waiting for Hisab and Kitab, the sun will be right over our head. We will be standing in our perspiration knee deep. Depending on the gunas that we made, some of us knee-deep perspiration. Some of us hip. Some of us as far as our chest will be drowning in perspiration because of the extreme heat. And some of us above our head. And everybody is going to be saying, oh Allah, when is this hisab and kitab going to start? Like now we are impatient, bari ta'ala, we can't take it anymore. Like when that pain is excruciating, you want that doctor to give you that Voltaren. See? Allah, when you're going to start this hisab and kitab, go to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Abuna. I'll say, no, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was Allah's first creation. Allah created him miraculously. No father, no mother. Allah Pak's Qudrat. Go to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. He's our father, Abuna. When they go to him, he will say, nafsi, nafsi. The point what I'm trying to say, Mulana, yes, love your family, love your children, love your wife, love your parents, lekin sabse ziyada muhabbat Allah se rakho. I love Allah the most. Because every one of them you have to leave behind and go. You love your mother the most, your father the most. You have to leave them from this dunya and go. You love your wife the most. You love your husband the most. Believe all of them. Yes, you must be sincere in your muhabbat. There must be ikhlas in your muhabbat. There must be simplicity in your muhabbat. There must be humility in your love. Well, no, you can only love one person at a time.
How is that to start?
Somebody gave a beautiful example. He said, you know, one person, he went up to a woman.
Mm.
She was very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to her, main aapse bahut pyar karta hun. And it so happened that the lady's sister was walking behind her.
Mm.
She was even more beautiful, so he shifted focus from the first one to the second one.
Subhanallah.
And the first one gave him a tight clout. Just now you said, main aapse behad muhabbat karta hun. Just now you said. And not in a split second you look back and you say, inse pyar karta. No, Mulana. That's why Allah Pak said in Allah Pak's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the true love between a couple, Mulana, starts after nikah. There is no gel in the world. There is no epoxy in the world that can join two hearts in love and muhabbat than this beautiful sunnah of nikah.
So, Ustaz, can I stop you there just for a second? This, in schools, in varsity, of course, alhamdulillah, we male and there's males and there's females. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us, of course, to get married to females. But I'm just asking, Ustaz, this is girlfriend and boyfriend. Is that infatuation or is that love? Because you get some people that they date during the school time and then they get married with the same person. So I don't know, Ustaz, just help me out because, Ustaz.
You can't start a relationship on haram.
Indeed, Ustad.
So in Islam and Sharia, there is no such thing as boyfriend and girlfriend.
Indeed.
There is only one thing, is what we call a khitbah, where you officially propose to a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately after that is the beautiful nikah and the sunnah of Rasulullah. So Allah Pak has made this bond and relationship so pure that tomorrow you want to safeguard the progeny. That if there are going to be offsprings and children born, it must be born within the wedlock. This is why you cried to Allah, Ya Rabbi Habli, Min Ladunka Zurriyatan Tayyiba. Ya Allah, grant me pious children. Pure. So in Islam, there is no such thing as boyfriend and girlfriend. It is very simple. Tunkahul mar'u li arba'in. Sharia has given us a directive that if you want to get married, the choice that you are going to make, what's going to be the criteria? Four things. Either you marry her because of her wealth, or her beauty, or the family that she comes from, or because of deen. Her Allah consciousness, her akhlaq, her manners, her presentation. Mm. You know what's beauty in a woman, Mulana? Jiski chehre mein muskurahat ho. Alhamdulillah, Allah Pak has given them this beautiful quality of smile. When they smile, Mulana, when your wife smiles, alhamdulillah, the whole house lightens up. Subhanallah. Mm. When you see a mother smiling at her child, when you are intimate with your wife, mashallah, the smile is different. See? So, jiski chehre par muskurahat ho, a sign of a good woman, that she has a beautiful smile. Whenever you see her, she's got a beautiful smile. Number two, jiski chehre mein haya ho. She's so modest. She's so Allah conscious of her hijab. She doesn't like another man to gaze at her. Got so much of modesty. Jiski dil mein neki ho. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
But all the time she wants to inspire to do good. She's doing good. She's asking her husband to do good. She's encouraging her children to do good. Jiski dil mein neki ho. And the fourth thing, jiski haath kaam mein laga ho. And most of the time you see her physically doing work. She's either cooking, she's stitching, she's sewing, she's cleaning, she's doing the ironing, she's doing the washing. MashaAllah. For my case, these are such beautiful qualities. So answering your question, Molana, that you said university or wherever you are, Labak has given us a very clear way of living. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, An-nikahu nisfu al-iman.
Haq, Ustad, haq.
Nikah is half your iman. The second half is fear Allah and fulfill the rights of your wife and the rights of fellow human beings.
I see, Ustad, I see somebody from Vanderbilt Park says, Mulana Arafat, I fell in love with my wife in school. I met her, I fell in love in school with my wife. So, Ustad.
Look, Mulana, you see, this is why, Alhamdulillah, Allah Park had asked you and me, wa kullil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim. Mulana, I want to ask you a question. If you go to a supermarket and you find a wrapper open, you see a chocolate, but it's open, will you buy it?
Never, never.
What's wrong? It's the same. The ingredient is the same. The taste is the same. But why?
It's open, Ustad.
Yeah. What would you prefer, Alhamdulillah, for it to be concealed? It must be wrapped properly. It must have the seal. Alhamdulillah, it must give you must be given the honor to break the seal. Yeah. So that you are satisfied that you got your money's worth. That is why, Alhamdulillah, there is so much of love, Mawlana, Wallahu al-Azim. After nikah, if the couples went about it the Islamic way, the Sharia way, slowly but surely, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gives barakat in that relationship. Mawlana, we started in the wrong footing. I'm dating this girl for 6 weeks or 6 months. And nobody can tell me, illa mashallah, nobody, that we never spoke anything intimate, we never touched hands, we never touched fingers, we never kissed, we did not do haram things. I'm not going to go into the details. Because shaitan has promised, wherever there's going to be a male and female, I'll be the third party to make sure that zina takes place. Zina of the eyes, zina of the hands, zina of the legs, zina of the nose, zina of the ear, zina of the tongue, zina of the lips. I'll be there. So let's start our relationship pure, brother. That Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. That, you know, when you get married to your husband or to your wife, I must be a virgin on that day. To say that, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala kept my izzat. No man touched my body. No man whatsoever. I know it's a hard thing, Mulana. But this is true Islam and true love. This is what true love is. That whatever Allah has kept special, for me to give it to my partner on the special day of my nikah, I want to give that gift, perfectly wrapped. So, coming back to Mawlana, you can love one person or you can love... Somebody makes this statement always, and we hear this in our counseling, Mawlana. I love my husband, but I'm not in love with him.
I was just going to say that to start.
I love my wife. She's so pretty. She's so hardworking. Right? I'm not in love with her. Which means there's no chemistry. You saw something which you're not supposed to see. But see how beautifully Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the ummah two things. That if your husband calls you to bed in terms of Sharia to fulfill his conjugal rights, the wife should, inshallah, agree immediately, long as she is not menstruating, she is not medically sick, Alhamdulillah, fulfill the haq of a husband. Look at all other ibadat. Everything is an ibadat in Islam. But when it came to intimacy, see how beautifully the hadiths of Rasulullah explains that whenever, and it's vice versa, Mawlana, if our wives want intimacy, you as a husband can't say, you got no shame. Sharam nahi aati aapko. It is equally haq to ask you. Yes, out of modesty and sharam and haya, she will not initiate it. But Alhamdulillah, there's nothing wrong. If she initiates it, Alhamdulillah, noorun ala noor, better, shukr. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if your husband calls you to fulfill his conjugal rights, and there is no obstacle, then the greatest thing for a wife to do is to fulfill his desire. And it's the duty of the husband to fully satisfy his partner also. It's not a one-sided street. That's the way the word comes in Shariat, mula'abat. There must be foreplay between both partners so they could satisfy themselves, satisfy the partner, and be pleased with Allah Rabbul Alameen. So the hadith comes that if a husband calls his wife to bed and she's got no valid reason, he just wants to punish her. Mom, I'm not going to do it. And until the husband doesn't get happier, Allah's lanat and curse descends upon that wife. It's a serious thing, Mawlana. So what I'm saying is that to generate love, Allahu Akbar. You know, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala mentioned something. Ki biwi ki dil joyi sunnat hai. To make your wife happy is the sunnat of Rasulullah. To smile at her, to joke with her, to be humorous with her, to be kind to her, to help her, make her feel special. Farmaye ki biwi ki dil joyi sunnat hai. Biwi ke saath hasi mazak sunnat hai. Now, when last you cracked a joke with your wife? Ask ourselves. But with my friends, I can find the most rudest one. And we're sending it to each other. When last did you have some humor with your wife? Just a casual discussion. No serious discussion. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to the ayat that you read about sukuni qalb, it'll only come from two things, Mawlana. If you want peace of mind, if one is making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and number two is marriage.
I see, Ustad, I see there's a young girl, mashallah, sister in Islam, 15 years old, listening to the program as well. Yes, we have not started it yet with the 50 shades of love, the 50 tips of marriage. She's saying, Ustad, that can you be married to someone but not be in love? Is there such a thing, Ladies, Ustad? Then why Allah? Then why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made couples get married? Why is there such a thing as takdir? 15 years old, anonymous girl, Ustad.
Mawlana, Allah Pak had asked us to consider and give preference to deen. As I said, I quoted you the hadith that you marry a woman because of four things. Wali maliha, because of her wealth. Wali jamaliha, because of her beauty. Wali nasbiha, or nasabiha, because of the nobility of her family. Or wali diniha. You sab khushiyo ko aag laga do. I just read that beautiful nazam for you. See? That happiness which comes with haram, us khushi ko aag laga do, khushi khushi. Gladly burn that happiness. It's not worth it. So, the purpose of marriage, alhamdulillah, is what? Two things. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said that one is Allah generates love. Marriage will automatically generate love. It's supposed to create love between husband and wife. What dua do you make, Mawlana, when the bride is, and you greet the bride and bridegroom after the nikah? Barakallahu lak. Wa baraka alayk. وَجَمَعَ بَيْنَكُمَا فِي خَيْرٍ. You'll hear in every wedding, Mawlana, they play that Maya Zain song, I don't know, about marriage. There isn't any wedding that doesn't go khair. So the point what I'm trying to say is that barakal, if you make nikah with the correct niyat, Allah will create love. Love is not like an injection. I give you the injection, Mawlana, automatically love kicks in. You have to work hard. You have to make qurbani. You have to win the partner over. And automatically Allah will create love between them. But anyway, Mawlana, some people talk about, you know, the young girls and sugar daddies and all this kind of stories. I like what late President of India said, Dr. Abdul Kalam. All friends are gold. All friends are gold. New friends are diamonds.
Wow.
If you get diamonds, don't forget gold. Because only gold can hold a diamond.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. All friends are gold. See our fathers and mothers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers. Mawlana, how much muhabbat Allah has kept in them in old age. I know of a case, Mawlana, an elderly man, he's 80 years old. But every night he hugs his wife and he kisses her. And he says, so I love you for the sake of Allah. We for 30 and these youngsters, 21 and 19 years old, they can't even hug their wife. So Dr. Abdul Kalam, the late president of India, said, I love his words. Your old friends are gold. New friends are diamonds. If you get diamonds, don't forget gold. Because only gold can hold a diamond.
Allahu Akbar.
Do the right thing. Fear Allah. You made nikah, you married her, now you love her and live with her. Do the right thing when no one is looking. And it's called integrity. That's what integrity is. That's what you call respect. That's what you call honesty. That's what you call faithfulness. Do the right thing. When no one is looking, it's called integrity.
Allahu Akbar. 5 minutes to 9 o'clock, you are tuning and listening to The Discussion. And of course, our topic this evening is 50 Shades of Love with myself and Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim.
We're coming there, Maulana. I'm coming there now.
I see.
1 minute. And I want to say something.
G.
Two things. You know, the best lines. See, you see, Maulana, sometimes this muhabbat that we have is artificial. The easiest word to come out is, I love you. It's got no meaning. He doesn't have a clue what the word love means. Love in Shariat means obedience, itaat. Not what you and I think. In the eyes of Shariat, love means obedience, submission to Allah. Obedience to Allah, that is love. But today, look at the halat, Mawlana. If we sleep on flowers, it's called our first night. Oh, no, you go to India and Pakistan, and the bride and bridegroom, in the bridal chamber, mashallah, they've got a very smart bed, all beautifully, beautiful roses thrown on it, mashallah, right around these roses, acts like a parda. If we sleep on flowers, it's called our first night. And if flowers sleep on us, when the mayyat is lying there, we bring flowers, we put on top of the janazah.
Allahu Akbar.
That is khilaf e sunnat. Leave the janazah simple. But what do we do? If flowers sleep on us, it's called our last night. If we sleep on flowers, it's called the first night. And when we die, if flowers sleep on us, it's called our last night in this dunya.
Allah.
This is the reality of life, Mawlana.
Haq.
And what is marriage? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, you make the wrong choice. Sururu shahrin, 1 month of happiness. Then qusuru zahrin, then your back is going to break. Because you have to go and work, earn, and come and support your wife. And you made the wrong choice, then your rest of your life, humumu dahrin, the rest of your life is just sadness. There's no love between the couple. We live like brothers and sisters, as they say. No love. And eventually, nuzulu qabrin, we will leave this dunya and be buried in our graves. No happiness of marriage, because we got married for the wrong reason. And what Allah wanted from us, we didn't. So, qusuru zahrin. You have to break your backs. So somebody said it very humorously.
Mm-hmm.
Molana, what is the meaning of salary? Let me ask our listeners, Molana, inshallah. Let's ask them, what is the meaning when you say salary?
Salary. S-A-L-A-R-Y-G.
Yeah, like every month you get a salary. What's the meaning of salary?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody said it very nicely. Great humor in it. What is salary? Something which comes like a tortoise. You saw a tortoise, Molana, how slowly it
walks. Ah,
so even your bosses too, Molana, they are heart pains to give you your money.
Yeah,
what did Rasulullah say? Give the worker his money before his sweat dries.
Yes.
Some of us ask this question, why, Molana, there is no barakat in our rozi, in our business? Tum apni nokaro ko rulate ho. You make your workers cry. You underpay them. You overwork them. I'm not saying all. You overwork them and you underpay them. You don't pay them on time. Or you pay them less. So somebody said it very nicely. You see, what salary is? Something which comes like a tortoise and goes like a rabbit.
Mm.
You saw, Molana, how fast the rabbit runs.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the month, your pocket is empty. Because you spend wildly, Molana. You've been son. We need it. So, respected brothers, inshallah, I think we'll take the azan for inshallah.
Inshallah.
Let's start with those questions, Molana, that you
Yes, we do. We do have a lot of questions. I see somebody, Brother Ahmed from Poison, says, what happens if a person, if a guy is married three wives or four wives? Where is the love for that? Who will he be in love with all four, or will he only love specific? But anyway, we're going to come to that, inshallah, after the Isha Azan. Yes, 50 Shades of Love after the Isha Azan. Don't go away. Many, many questions are coming. I've got one as well from Leicester. So listeners out there, listen attentively on our program this evening, The Discussion.